can't believe what your eyes just see. Look, I picked up! Everybody with the football is Spurgeon! Yeah. And you can't advance the spin, but call Spurgeon!
I tell you what,
That's how Todd's how can that.
Look, I picked up! That was unbelievable.
I tell you what.
Jason Summers, Sports.
Cole Spurgeon.
That's how can that.
You can't believe what your eyes just see. No wonder you're.
Jason Summers, Sports. Thunder Country, KIIC.
That's how can that.
Welcome, everyone. 2011 State Wrestling Tournament live from Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats and high fidelity all over this great big world of ours on www.kicradio.com. And we're going to bring you wall-to-wall coverage as we open up two-way action when we come back here. Joe Sinclair, our sideline reporter, Matt side reporter, Rick Whistler will join us. And we got a special guest in the booth when we come back here to Wells Fargo Arena. Don't go anywhere. More exclusive high school wrestling right here from Wells Fargo Arena after this timeout. Welcome back, everyone. Wells Fargo Arena, side of tonight's state tournament action, two-way action about to get underway here. And, of course, we're going to have you all the action, all tournament long. A big day here in Class 1A as the Rockets and the Pink and Panthers send all their wrestlers on. Matter of fact, all the Southern Iowa wrestlers move on to tomorrow. And up here with me, high above the mats all day long, Joe Sinclair. Joe, you know, we had a really good start to the day at 1 o'clock opening up 1A. And tonight, you know, we've been building this excitement all day long. I can't wait.
What a fabulous venue here, the Wells Fargo Arena. It's the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships live on KIIC 96.7 and KIICradio.com. We're going to bring you all the 2A action. From Southern Iowa, we've got a strong contingent of wrestlers. Albia, Centerville, Clark of Osceola. There's going to be some interest in a Van Meter match. Davis County is here with wrestling. We're going to have some PCM and Fairfield matches. And Southern Iowa, This afternoon in Class 1A showed that Southern Iowa is a strong wrestling area, and we're hoping that Class 2A shows it again right here at the state level.
Absolutely. We're going to go down to our Wireless One, Matt Side, roaming reporter, courtesy of Senate Piercebacher Funeral Homes and Monuments. Rick Whistler is joining us on the broadcast. Rick, you know, this is an amazing environment. It's hard to even describe to listeners back home because of the ambiance.
I've been coming here off and on for about 25 years, and you'll never see anything like it. It's a spectacle. One of the hardest tickets to get. If you're into wrestling, and the world knows that the capital of wrestling is Iowa.
So what are those things you're going to be looking down there for on the mat that's going to maybe tell you that we're going to be in for a good night here in Southern Iowa?
Well, a lot of times you can tell a lot by just the look in the kids' eyes, what they look like. So I think some of the guys have got a lot of fire in their belly. I think Joe made a good remark. Southern Iowa wrestling has come on strong in the last several years. So that's what I'm going to look for.
Very good. Rick's going to be Matt's side all night long, and we'll be checking in with him. And, Rick, we're going to have you chasing down the wrestlers as they come off the mat.
We can do that.
The wrestlers are warming up down there right now. We're 10 minutes away from the start of this, folks, and this place is packing them in right now. Albia's contingent is in section 105. If you're on your way to the well listening in, you will find all your Albia fans sitting there in section 105, and that's just above mat number 3, and we're looking forward to all the action being right there on Mat 3 in front of those fans.
As they come in, bring your headset into the arena with you. We're broadcasting live on 96.7, our stadium channel. We brought it with us, and we're using the call letters 96.7. You come in here, and Rick's roaming around with the headset on, broadcasting right here. So you're going to get all the behind-the-scene action, too, because some of the things that go behind the scenes kind of, well, maybe we don't even want that broadcast. But, Joe, you brought up and drug up a celebrity in our town, a guy that really has, in my mind, been the ideal AD. The guy has really kind of turned the tide for Albia Athletics and really, in that matter of fact, in terms of all the extracurricular activities.
Wonderful welcome here to Mr. Keith Little, the athletic director of the Albia Community School District. Keith, welcome on board, and what a nice job that the postseason has gotten off to a start to for Albia Athletics and your coaching staffs that you've put together there at Albia.
Yeah, I can tell you that, first of all, I can't take all the credit. I think there's a lot of people deserve a lot of credit for this going on. Number one, always the kids, but we've got a nice postseason, and I always say this is my favorite time of year right now, because if you look down here, and pretty soon, in just a few minutes, they're going to say, would you please clear the mats? And there's just kind of a little excitement in the air when you get to the state meet. And the same thing goes with state basketball and all that. And it's just a fun environment. There's a lot of kids up here in the stands wishing they were down on the floor and hoping that someday they will be. And that's kind of what the postseason is all about on all of our athletics. And, you know, right now we've got our girls team alive. Our boys team happened to lose the first round. But we had a nice run last year. And our girls are playing really well. And I tell you, these wrestlers we have here tonight, I mean, I think any one of them could be in that podium at the end of this meet. And that's an exciting feeling to be here.
There's no disagreement from the broadcast staff on that remark. I do think that every one of Albia's contingent here does have a legitimate place winning shot.
Absolutely. I really, you know, when you look at this team, Keith, you know, when Dave took over and Joe's son, Will, was on that team, you know, this program, where it's come in such a short period of time, and he told me that when he took over the job, he was going to do it the Albia way, and he wasn't going to do it the easy way. It was going to be built on the right foundation.
Oh, and I can't give enough credit to the whole coaching staff. Dave's always the head of the ship, and that's real key, and he's a key member. And, you know, I look at our staff, and we have people. What's nice is you look at all of our staffs of our athletics that are improving. We're getting people volunteering to come forward and help coach. And I tell you what, our best resources are people. And you look around, and this wasn't built just overnight. Dave said he did it the right way, and I think we also have to thank our Pee Wee program. These kids and their parents have went around to a lot of matches. As a former parent of a wrestler who, when he was younger, I can tell you I went to a lot of matches, sat around a lot of Saturdays in order for them to get good at something. And, you know, you got to give the credit to all the people involved. And Dave's the right guy for the job, and we've really enjoyed the program ever since he took it over. And we're going the right direction, and I think we're just going to keep getting better.
Totally agree with that remark, Coach Little. The youth wrestling program headed up by Jim Angren and Justin Thomas, absolutely essential to the future success that we're enjoying right now. And of course, first time in 25 years we had a conference championship here at Albia. The coaching staff sure deserves credit for that, but if we're going to have more of them, it's going to start down at the kids level.
And I think, you know, I don't want to guarantee, but I'll say I don't believe that's our last conference championship, and hopefully it isn't going to take 25 years to get that next one. And I think that you look at our Pee Wee program and what they're doing with those kids, and there's a lot of excitement down there. I don't know how many kids. I want to say Dave had 48 kids show up one night for a Pee Wee practice, which is, in a wrestling room, is a lot of kids. And, you know, they're getting them excited. And the parents, I think the parents of these wrestlers we have here today, their parents made a sacrifice all the way through from the time they were little to now to get them where they are. And I think there's a real lesson to be learned for everybody.
No question. Hey, we are focusing on Albia Wrestling here with the Albia Community School District Athletic Director. But anybody listening in, if you've got friends in these towns, tell them to tune in. We're going to be bringing you live broadcasts here from the Wells Fargo Arena. It's the state high school championships, and we're going to be focusing on Southern Iowa. We've got wrestlers here from Albia, Centerville, Clark of Osceola, Davis County, PCM, and Fairfield, and we're going to keep you caught up with all the action here. So if you got friends in those towns, tell them to tune in on KIIC 96.7.
If they're outside the listening area, Joe, we talked about it all day, the technology that we bring up here, and it's high fidelity, but we're going to have the wireless mics, the wireless interviews on the mats, but also they can, people who are listening outside the listening area can join us at www.kiicradio.com. Real quick before we take a quick break, before we come back and set things up, does getting to these type of events, does that change the attitudes in the hallways when you have successful programs, sports programs?
Well, you know, I can tell you right now that, number one, our wrestlers walked with a little swagger this year because they were a really good wrestling team all from top to bottom. And I think that comes, when I first got here, I'm not sure we had that swagger. I think we had a few pretty good individuals, but, you know, there's a real sense of team. And what I like is we're getting people that want to not let the other guys down, so they're paying the price, and we're seeing more numbers. We still didn't feel the full lineup all the time. That's one of my goals, and I know it's one of Dave's goals. As far as the climbing the school, I can tell you that success breeds success, and I can tell you that starting in the fall, we have just been on a little bit of a roller coaster here, and we just want to continue to have that ride. And, you know, I look at all the things that are going on, and, you know, I think our kids in our school do appreciate our kids' efforts out here on mats and courts and fields. And if you look over in section 105, 106, you'll see our support out there right there.
We're going to come right back here to Wells Fargo Arena as we set things up. Two-way action to begin. Joe Sinclair, Rick Whistler, Jason Summers live from Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats and high fidelity all over this world at www.kiicradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Is the way we begin here, high above the mats, two-way action about to get underway. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Rick Whistler making his way down to the mat, and we'll go down to him here in just a few seconds, talk to him about the setup of this opening match. Joe, I tell you what, when Shadow Leshen walked out on that mat for the first time this year, and I watched him wrestle, I just said, wow, cat-like, strong. You just knew that he was going to have a special season, and he finds himself with his first state wrestling match right here in front of us.
Obviously one of the speediest wrestlers in one of the speediest classes. We're bringing it all to you here from the Wells Fargo Arena. Live action, Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Undoubtedly the hottest ticket in the Midwest today, and we're bringing it to you live. Shadow Leshen, his first opponent is going to be Tony DeVries.
And he didn't get an easy draw right out of the gate at all.
No, Shadow's got a former state champion from Illinois. Tony DeVries wrestles for Davenport Assumption. He's a 20-4 sophomore. Shadow, our own Shadow Leshen, a 46-2 freshman. They'll be taking the mat within seconds, Jason.
He's out
it'll be mat number wrestling. Three, the purple mat. Yep. If you're an Albia fan, you're very happy about this first match because mat three is right in front of sections 105 and 106, and that's where the Albia contingent is sitting.
I can see Angie Leshen across the way getting ready, and I see her with her hands on her face. She's a little nervous, but she's been through a lot of big matches over the years with her brothers, and then, of course, her kids growing up, and now a chance to watch her son wrestle right in front of her.
Folks, you can absolutely feel the excitement and the electricity. Shadow Leshen takes the mat. He's going to square up against Tony DeVries from Davenport Assumption. Shadow Leshen starts it off for the Albia Blue Demons here. 2011 High School Wrestling Championship action from Wells Fargo.
Here's a shot by DeVries, fought up by Leshen. Both these wrestlers, obviously very quick. Here's a shot by Shadow. He's in on a double leg near the edge of the mat, trying to work his way around. Gets the takedown. 2 points for Leshen out in front, 2-0.
Shadow Leshen works from top. He's got the deep waist in, working on the elbow. Stand-up by his opponent, DeVries, followed by a switch. Stand-up switch is an escape. It's 2-1. Shadow Leshen leading over Tony DeVries, Davenport Assumption.
Shadow broke the takedown record for the single season this year, taking it away from his uncle, Nick Pickerel.
And a great takedown here in the first period. Shadow Leshen shoots in on double leg. Great sprawl by his opponent. Shadow goes off to the single leg, takes him down confidently, and has a 2-1 lead here with the escape by DeVries from Davenport Assumption.
DeVries took a shot, then Shadow follows. He's in on another single leg.
He's got a single leg. His head is on the outside, so he goes to the double, takes him down,
good
and scores
job
two
by
more
Shadow.
Points.
Quick release, and he's done this most of the year. He's really quick on his feet. That's where he's at his best.
Tony DeVries, the 2010 Illinois State champion, crossed the Mississippi River to wrestle for Davenport Assumption. He finds himself with a 4-2 deficit here. 46 seconds left, first period. Shadow Leshen leads with a pair of takedowns.
DeVries, Leshen, hand wrestling out towards the middle of the mat.
They circle towards the center. Hand check by DeVries. Leshen, cagey. They tie up.
Pound for pound, you're not going to find a stronger wrestler, Joe. He is so put together. He is absolutely as stuck as anybody.
Double leg takedown by Shadow Leshen there. He made it look like a clinic on that one. He leads 6-2, 15 seconds left. He's breaking him down. He's going to try to ride him out here for the remainder of the first period with a 6-2 lead.
And how big that would be to not allow the escape here. With 5 seconds to go, Shadow staying on top, trying to break down his opponent and run that clock out, and he's going to go to the second period. Leshen of Albia out in front here at 103, 6-2 as we move to the second period. A great start for Shadow, Joe.
We are bringing you this exciting action live from Wells Fargo Arena. If you're just joining us, it's the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Class 2A first round and consolation matches are being brought to you. We're live here high above the mats in high fidelity. Jason Summers and Joe Sinclair bringing it to you. 103-pound matches right here on the mat.
There's a shot by DeVries, and he's trying to get the fireman's carry in, and the Shadow's able to fight it off, still fighting it off. Now Shadow trying to work around to the backside, nothing there, but now it's going to be a takedown for DeVries.
6-4 your score now. Excellent move there. This Assumption kid, DeVries, is no slouch. Shadow Leshen on his base, going to try to hit a sit-out switch, taken away by DeVries.
Good luck from Bill Anderson, Coach Hermson listening from the open gym. We're hoping to bring you here. Some back points being earned by DeVries.
DeVries has got the tilt in. Not a move that you're ever going to pin anybody by, especially not a confident, established wrestler like Shadow Leshen, but he is able to turn Shadow on his back long enough to get 3 back points with that tilt maneuver. Great wrestling by Tony DeVries there from Davenport Assumption. Shadow Leshen trails now 7-6 after that tilt.
Leshen still on the bottom as DeVries trying to break him down. 7-6, Leshen trailing by 1 here as we go under 1 minute to go, second period.
Counting down through 55 seconds here. Shadow Leshen broken down now by the hard-riding Tony DeVries from Davenport Assumption. He's got the leg in. He's very confident on top. The official having a couple words with DeVries there, calls a stalemate and will reset the score now. Shadow Leshen 6, Tony DeVries from Davenport Assumption 7. 47 seconds here as we reset second period.
Leshen trying to get out here with 44 seconds to go. Boy, be used. You got to get out here and get that escape and tie this thing up going into the third and final period.
DeVries really working hard there on top. He's got the deep waist in. Shadow gets to his base, and then DeVries sticks the leg in. As soon as Shadow stands up, it's a potentially dangerous hold. So I think we need to see Shadow have his first move here be either a sit-out, Jason, or a quick switch. He tries a Granby roll. Not there.
He's working to his legs. Finds his knees. It's working up. DeVries trying to work his way here. Now here's a switch going on.
Re-switch.
Leshen trying to get through there.
Re-switch. We have got great action here.
Shadow's going to get the reversal. He's out in front, 8-7, with 15 ticks on the clock, second period. Shadow Leshen, cat-like, squirms out of that and gets the reversal.
Folks, I am not exaggerating. The only reason why I know there were an odd number of switches there is because the switch and the re-switch and the re-switch and the re-switch happened so fast, but Shadow Leshen wound up on top, and he was the first one to shoot the switch.
4 seconds to go here. Shadow finds himself in the up position as we break for the final 3 seconds of this second period. And Shadow will ride him out. We're going to go to the third and final period. Leshen out in front with 2 minutes to go, up by 1.
The official has got his left hand in the air, which is red. He is indicating that Tony DeVries wants to try to take Shadow Leshen down to win this match.
Leshen's in on a double leg.
He's in on the double. He's got his hips under him. His head is inside. He tries to go to the single leg. DeVries with the whizzer counter. No score. They're near the edge of the mat. Shadow Leshen in deep.
Trying to work that head out and get those legs turned around. And here is right at the edge of the mat. Shadow still trying to fight to get that takedown. Boy, DeVries is tough, Joe.
We're blocked a little bit by the official here, even though we are 5 stories above the mats.
And we have Rick Whistler down on the mat. We'll go to him after this match to get us an interview. And there is a takedown by Leshen. And he's now out in front 10-7. A minute 20 to go in the contest, and what a tight match to open things up here in 2A.
Very exciting match. I'm happy to see Shadow Leshen on top. The three-point tilt that Tony DeVries executed against Shadow was really a textbook technician-type move, and DeVries knew that he was never going to be able to pin Shadow Leshen with that. It wasn't a deal he was trying to pin. He was just trying to score points. We're off the map. We bring it back. We're going to reset it here. Shadow on top, ahead 10-7. With a minute to go.
Shadow on top, trying to break down DeVries. DeVries trying to get to his base, trying to break the hands of Leshen. Does so. He cuts him 10-8. Two-point lead for Leshen as we go under 1 minute to go in the third and final period.
Shadow's had three excellent takedowns with head-on double-leg takedowns.
He takes another shot, fought off by DeVries. DeVries counters, but Leshen sprawls out, going to hold him face first to the mat. 41 seconds to go.
Shadow with the front headlock in here now. Count down through 36 seconds. Shadow Leshen enjoys a 10-8 lead at 103 pounds. We're bringing it to you live from the Wells Fargo Arena, Class 2A State Championships.
They're going to have a stalemate, and they'll stay on their feet. Again, 30 seconds to go. Leshen out in front by two. And Leshen takes a shot, got a single leg. His head's inside. He's going to sneak on the backside, trying to hold on. And if he can ride it out and work his way up, he's going to get the takedown, and he does. 20 seconds to go. Leshen up by four.
With 15 seconds to go, Shadow Leshen is ahead 12-8. He has totally dominated this third period, Jason.
Come on, Shadow Leshen. The final 8 ticks on the clock. Leshen looks like he's going to hold on as he works his way up, keeping DeVries on the mat. 2 seconds, one, and Shadow Leshen is going to defeat the state champion in 2010 for Illinois, and Leshen will move on to the championship round. And I see high fives galore across the way in section 105. Joe, what a start to 2A action, buddy.
What a great match right here, right out of the gun, right out of the gate. 103, you've got Shadow Leshen, of course, a very unusual, unorthodox style that defeated him. So he had to go up against a district champion, last year's state champion at Illinois. And the folks over in Moline, Illinois, they know, if they're following Tony DeVries from Davenport Assumption, that this side of the big ditch that we call the Mississippi River is where wrestling champions are made.
Absolutely. We're going to go into Tanner Cowan now. He's getting underway against Hunter Slifka. And Rick Whistler's down on the mats. Rick, we're going to have you catch up with Shadow if you can. And when you catch him, we'll come down to you. Right now, Tanner Cowan is taking on Hunter Slifka of Crestwood Cresco. And that's on mat number two.
Mat
Joe?
Number two. And we've got
looks like it's
third period action, 9-12. And Cowan leads. Cowan leads 9-12 here. Or excuse me, 5-12.
That's a long ways for these old eyes.
A person walked right in front of the scoreboard there. Folks, if we can lay it out for you here, there are 8 mats on the floor of the Wells Fargo Arena. At the north end and the south end of the mats, there are 8 scoreboards that indicate mat 1 all through mat 8, and there are numbers associated with each wrestler at each weight class. And those things are listed on the scoreboard, and that's how you keep track of who's wrestling who.
Cowan out in front here. We're at 112. Shadow Leshen gets the victory. He defeats the Illinois State champion in 2010. And what a great start here. Cowan out in front for Centerville.
Cowan enjoying a 7-point lead. 1 minute, 15 seconds remain in this third period. So at 112, Cowan from Centerville.
Boy, he takes a shot. He's got a quick takedown right there. He's got the lead out to 14-5.
No give up in Sifka, the Cresco kid. He tries to roll immediately, alertly. Tanner Cowan back on the hips, gets the leg in, and takes away the roll.
Tanner Cowan at 112 out in front. He's out in front 14-5, and he's now trying to work that shoulder over. Kind of lost it there for a second.
Cowan with a 9-point lead now. I'm sure that with 45 seconds left, his coaches would like to see him be aggressive and try to turn his Cresco opponent over. Tanner Cowan had a great year, a sophomore, 24-4 record. He goes with 35 seconds left here in the 112-pound match against Hunter Slifka with a 14-5 lead. They're going to reset after off the mat. Cowan's going to cut him.
Joe, we got Jimmy Szczynski just getting underway against Leighton Gale of New Hampton, and we're just about 30 seconds to go in the opening period. There is no score. Szczynski trying to get the victory for Van Meter. He's the son of Paul Szczynski, and we're hoping to catch Paul afterwards if things work out.
You keep your eye on that one, Jason, and I will bring you the action here on mat number one. Tanner Cowan enjoying a 9-point lead against Hunter Slipka, the Crestwood freshman. We have a blood timeout right now.
Okay.
Slipka taking care of the bloody nose.
Still on the mat number one, it is no score here. Jimmy Szczynski taking on Leighton Gale of New Hampton. Szczynski, a junior, 31-5.
Cowan a little bit high here. He tries to put the leg in. Alertly, Slifka grabs that leg, and Cowan, with 25 seconds left, is going to have to decide whether he wants to let that leg go or try to keep it in. Slifka with the leg. Every tick of the second, every tick of the clock makes Tanner Cowan a little bit more confident that his championship hopes here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships are alive.
Tanner Cowan's going to get the win for Centerville. Congratulations, Centerville. Southern Iowa continues to roll along. Let's go over to Van Meter's Jimmy Szczynski. He's on mat number one, Joe. I got no score here, just underway second period. Szczynski's on, started out on top.
Jimmy Szczynski wrestling Leighton Gall, the New Hampton sophomore with a 35-6 record. Jimmy Szczynski, the grandson of Donna and Larry Szczynski, and, of course, Albia High School alumnus, Paul Szczynski's son.
Okay, on mat number three, we have Eric Freed of Clark is taking on Alex Rust of Central Leon. We'll try to keep up with that one, and we'll also have a 119 Dalton Kingery of Prairie City Monroe. But right now, we want to concentrate on Jimmy Szczynski.
Jimmy Szczynski still in control, on top. He's a little bit high. A switch maneuver is executed by his opponent from New Hampton. Jimmy Szczynski trails his match with a minute 18 to go here in the second period. It's 2-0. Gall from New Hampton over Szczynski, Van Meter.
We're going to go down to Rick Whistler here in just a moment and catch up with him, talk with him about the that great matchup with Shadow Leshen. But Szczynski right now and our feature match here at 112.
Szczynski with a very aggressive Granby roll, almost got out, but at the edge of the mat with 56 seconds left, was out of the bounds.
Austin Summer sends a text, love you, Shadow, great job. Thanks for all the great coverage of at the state wrestling tournament. We are listening.
Brian Krall listening in on KIIC 96.7, as is our cousins, Tony and Kelly Sinclair, and they've got their kids listening in. Some of the great youth wrestlers.
Yeah, they're football players too, let me tell you that, the Sinclair boys.
We've got a blood timeout here on mat number one, where Jimmy Szczynski trails 2-0 over Leighton Gall of New Hampton. Szczynski, of course, son of alumnus Paul Szczynski from Melrose.
On mat number three, we have Eric Freed of Clark taking on Alex Rust of Central Leon. And that looks like it's just about to get underway.
We'll try to keep you updated with a lot of the other Southern Iowa matches. If you're listening from Prairie City Monroe, Dalton Kingery is going up against Chase Goodman from South Central Calhoun. No score in their match right now.
Szczynski trailing by two here. 48 seconds to go, second period. He's in the down position. He's on the mat. He's trying to get himself out, get an escape here going into the third period.
Gall working on the arms. He's trying the chicken wing. Szczynski tries to roll through and gets caught. No back points awarded because it was too fast. Szczynski, though, with the half Nelson in, Gall is scoring back points. Just a fast move action there. Szczynski tried the roll, got caught, rolled out of it, but up on the arms, Gall was able to get him to his back, and Szczynski is hurt. Injury timeout here on mat number one, Jimmy Szczynski versus Leighton Gall. It's Van Meter versus New Hampton. And Szczynski is being tended to by his coaches. He will trail. I believe it's going to be a 6-0, excuse me, because since Szczynski got injured, there was an injury point. The three-point near fall by Gall plus the injury point. Your score, 6-0, Gall over Szczynski.
Again, if you're just joining us, Shadow Leshen got the impressive, and Joe, that impressive is the only words I can come up with. When you defeat the state champion from Illinois from the previous year in your first match as a freshman on these hollowed mats, that's impressive.
That is absolutely impressive. And Eric Freed, I believe, is he still going there, Jason?
Well, I'm trying to chase it down here, 119, and because the boards are a little bit hard to follow here.
I believe I saw the central line George Little Rock senior Alex Rust have his hand raised, and Eric Freed is going to come back and in his second match try to wrestle back in the consolations.
Dalton Kingery is also going, and he's, let's see here if we can find out what mat he's on. We're going to try to bring that up to you as well. I believe that's on mat number five.
As we finish up the second period on mat number one, Jimmy Szczynski trails 6-0 over his New Hampton opponent, Leighton Gall. So Szczynski takes top. He covers. Final period, first round action. Jimmy Szczynski, Van Meter, puts a leg in. He's going to try to cradle him up now. Third period, just underway. Jimmy Szczynski from Van Meter. Had an injury there in the second period. Looks to me like Jimmy Szczynski is going to try to get out on top and work something with a six-point deficit here. He knows that it's the first round. He's wrestled up here at state before and stood on the podium. He knows what it takes to get to the next level, and he's working it right now. Szczynski on top. He's way out top, obviously being aggressive right now. Folks, if you've seen a wrestler trying to wrestle from behind, you know that they will get out on top, get high, try to do whatever they can to turn their opponent over. You get out on top, you're going to have more leverage, but you're also more susceptible for a reversal and even worse, getting put on your own back. Off the mat, we're going to reset here. Minute and 17 seconds left here in this 112-pound match. Jimmy Szczynski of Van Meter, son of Albia alumnus Paul Szczynski, quickly reversed off that whistle. And Szczynski finds himself on his back. It's a headlock maneuver here. Headlock maneuver, Szczynski. Gall goes to the reverse half now. It's a reverse half in. Gall out on top. He's going to have an 11-0 lead after this move. Szczynski on his back with 47 seconds to go. Gets his arms through. He trails now 11-0. And we stop this match again, Szczynski with the injury. So I am not certain what the injury to Jimmy Szczynski is, folks.
I'm not sure either.
But he's unable to compete right now. His coaches are coming over to look at him. And we got an injury timeout here at 112 pounds. First round action from the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
Rick Whistler, we're going to come down to you real quick. Rick is down Matt's side. Rick, can you hear us okay from down there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, you got to see Shadow come off the mat. He had to be just smiles.
There was a big smile on his face. I talked to Coach Winger. Coach Winger told me, he goes, he didn't know how he'd react. He knew he was a little bit nervous, but he said as soon as that first takedown, he knew that he was in good shape.
Well, we'll see if we can catch up with him here in just a few minutes. But you're right in front of this Jimmy Szczynski. Any idea what kind of injury he was dealing with?
I think it's his right shoulder.
Very good. We're talking with Rick Whistler. He's Matt Tsai, courtesy of Senate Pierce Bacher Funeral Homes and Monuments. We'll check in with Rick throughout the tournament and get updates with some of the wrestlers and also live mat coverage.
Dakota Simmons of Fairfield right now, the 23-3 senior, going up against Isaac Leonard Lundgren of Spirit Lake Park, and no score in the first period of their match down here on mat 7.
We'll keep track of that. Not sure now. We got a blood timeout there on the Jimmy Szczynski matchup, but over here on mat number 7, Dakota Simmons and Isaac Lundgren of Spirit Lake.
Folks, it is wall-to-wall action here from the Well. Wells Fargo Arena, the venue for your 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're bringing it to you live. All the action is going to be here for you on 96.7 and KIICradio.com. Jimmy Szczynski just finishing up his match down here on mat 1. Szczynski tries the Granby roll. With 3 seconds to go, Jimmy Szczynski is going to go down to defeat 11-0, but we will see him wrestle again.
Now, Joe, I'm looking for a matchup between Dakota Simmons and Isaac Lundgren, and I don't see it on the scoreboard anyway. 3-4. 125 weight class. Looking on the board, it's number 3 and number 4. And I've yet to see it come up on the board, which is kind of confusing.
I'm looking
I think they started the wrong direction.
I'm looking at mat 7, and they've got 7-5, which is not possible in the first round matches. It's going to have to be an even versus an odd in the first round matches. I'm going to utilize my binoculars
here. Attaboy.
And
sure looks like Fairfield Colors, honestly.
Get a little bit of a break in the action here that I can see the wrestlers' fronts of their singlets. It's kind of like identifying an insect. You get your microscope out, and you've got a better chance of getting it done. That is not a Fairfield Trojan down there on mat 7. So we're still looking for Fairfield's Dakota Simmons and see where he's at 125 pounds.
Let's take a quick timeout. We're going to come back here and continue to our live coverage as we roll along. We have more feature matchups. Of course, we have Matt White coming up at 135, and we'll bring you that faction when we come back live to Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats and high fidelity. Rick Whistler, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers bringing you all the action, wall-to-wall tournament action. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Rick Whistler along the mats. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers high above the mats. Joe, I just can't go back and look at that great matchup by Shadow Lesh. And that was just an incredible start to our broadcasting night.
Yeah, and a come-from-behind win by Shadow Lesh. You know, he trailed in that match late in the second period after that three-point near fall by his opponent, last year's state champion from Illinois, Tony DeVries of Davenport Assumption.
We're still trying to work out the glitches with our matching up our numbers on the scoreboard. We are seeing our first match at 1:30 get going, and we're going to try to bring you the Peter Nagy matchup from Creston or the Jacob England from Winterset matchup in the 1:30 weight class.
Right now we've got going from our district competition, Taylor Brammer, the runner-up from Central Decatur at the Winterset District. He finds himself trailing here nearing the end of the second period, 8-1. So thanks to anybody from Central Decatur Leon that's listening and might be interested in Taylor Brammer's efforts up here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Class 2A first round underway here. We've got 25-pound matches, 30-pound matches, and just wrapped up the 119-pound class here. First round action. If your wrestler loses in the first round, there is a chance for him to maintain being a competitor. There are consolation matches after this first round is completed. After the first round is completed with the 285-pounders, we'll go right back to the 103-pounders, and they will wrestle their consolation matches on all 8 mats. And the wrestlers that win those consolation matches still have the opportunity to compete for and gain third place stand come Saturday night.
Hey, Joe, we got Bryce Wignall, Prairie State Monroe at the 130 weight class. That's in our listening audience. We'll try to bring that matchup for our fans back in Southern Iowa. But let's recap real quick some of our feature matchups that we've already got in the book. First off, Shadow Lesh and the impressive start that you just heard us talking about here at 103 gets the win over Tony DeVries. It was Tanner Cowan, and Tanner really he looked determined out there on the mat. He was well prepared coming out here.
An impressive win by Tanner Cowan, total domination of his Crestwood opponent Hunter Slifka.
And then we saw Alex Russ defeat Eric Freed from Clark of Osceola. We're trying to get the update on Dalton Kingery. We're going to bring you that matchup. And unfortunately, somewhere along the way, probably bringing those two matches that we brought earlier, got lost. And Jimmy Sosinski also in that matchup was defeated in his first match. And he'll be in the wrestle back a little bit later on here in this first round.
At a 125-pound match, Taylor Brammer of Central Decatur Leon was defeated by Ryan Lutz of, I believe it's Shell Rock. SH. A lot of acronyms up here. Some of these towns that go together, you might have 7 or 8 towns, and they take the first initial of each town to identify what school that they're wrestling for.
We're looking now for a matchup between Bryce Wignall of Prairie City Monroe and J.C. Vercande of Williamsburg. And then at 1:35, shortly after that, we'll have Matt White taking the match and or taking the mat against Dalton Himmer. And, again, all those acronyms you just talked about, Joe, O-A-B-C-I-G. You know, you're quite the whiz with these acronyms. Do you have any idea on that one?
I'm not exactly sure, but I think the OA stands for Odebolt Arthur. I remember Odebolt Arthur, a Northern Iowa school, having competed back in the 80s. We'll probably wind up seeing Bryce Wignall on mat number one. The last 125-pound match going has 52 seconds left on mat one. We'll probably see Bryce Wignall from Prairie City Monroe compete there. But, folks, if you're just joining us, we are bringing you the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, the 2011 Championships, according to ESPN Sports, one of the must-see events if you are a sporting fan in the United States.
Rick, when you're down there on the mat, we're going to talk with Rick Whistler real quick. Rick Whistler, mat side on our wireless one mobile mat side mic, courtesy of Senate Pierce Bacher Funeral Home. Rick, down there on the on those mats, looking up here at this audience and this this enormity of this auditorium, it has to be somewhat intimidating. Can you imagine what it'd be like to be out there as a wrestler?
You know, I don't know how these kids even concentrate. You know, they have to be in a tunnel vision because parents screaming at them, coaches screaming at them. It's quite a spectacle, I tell you. But it's a lot of fun. But the kids, if they're not focused by now, they're not going to be focused.
Well, this is the excitement and the electricity that the kids, when they're in the peewees and the junior ranks, dream about. Any kid who's a wrestler in Iowa and has been up here to either these guys here, Wells Fargo Arena, in the past, the old Veterans Memorial Auditorium. This is the pinnacle of high school wrestling. There have been movies made and books written about competing for state championship in Iowa high school athletics in the wrestling forum.
Rick, I just seen coming out of the tunnel, Matt White's getting in line over there, so I know we're going to be going here at 1:35 here shortly. We're still looking for our feature matchup of Bryce Wignall of Prairie City Monroe here in just a few moments.
In moments away from that matchup, we're going to have a ton of fun bringing you the wrestling here. We've got excellent matchups. We're featuring the Albia Blue Demons, the Centerville Big Reds. We've got Davis County with wrestlers up here. And great sponsors here. We have got great sponsors helping us bring this all to you. Advantage Real Estate, Albia Chamber of Commerce, Blackbird Primitives, Family Shoe and Sporting Goods, Golf and Nash and Albia. Thanks to Frank and Annie Tharp for helping us to bring you live from the Wells Fargo Arena Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
All right, we got mat number one, Bryce Wignall, Prairie City Monroe, taking on J.C. Vercande of Williamsburg, the junior. Both of them juniors. Wignall, 34-11. Vercande, 45-4.
Hey, folks, really appreciate your texts and emails. And Billy Anderson says hello. Brian Crawl says hello. We've got Stacy Sager listening in on 96.7 KIIC. George and Helentino, hey, thanks to the Bluff Creek Township folks listening in on 96.7 KIIC. Glad to have you with us here tonight.
Absolutely. And you can send your text 641-799-1437. Let us know who you're rooting for tonight, and where you're listening from. Right now on mat number one, Joe, we've got Bryce Wignall trailing 1-2 over Vercande of Williamsburg.
Good stand up there, yields his escape. Quick takedown move there. He finds himself trailing now 4-1. Hey, I mentioned George and Helentino. Helentino knows how to cook. If you ever have a chance to be out there north between Eddyville and Albia, to stop in around lunchtime, that's my favorite time to stop there.
Vercande out in front of Wignall here in our feature matchup of 1:30. We're keeping all our eyes on for our next big matchup, Matt White of Albia. Dalton Himmer going to go at it at 135 weight class here in just a moment. But right now, Wignall trails 4-2.
Excellent stand up there. Wignall is not going to be dominated by Vercando from Williamsburg. You know, Williamsburg, state champions this year in their football program. They've got a wrestler at the upper weights that's going to wrestle for his third time to be the state champion. And a lot of good things going on there for the Williamsburg folks in the wrestling and football area. Now we get done with the first period. It's Wignall from Prairie City Monroe, Vercando from Williamsburg, a 6-2 score. Vercando with the last second takedown in the first period leads 6-2.
I'll also be posting updates on KISCradio.com at the website or at Jason Summers at Facebook, my Facebook page. If you're not a friend of mine, go to my Facebook page and I'll and make a request and I'll make you one.
Matt White from Albia in his district championship defeated Keegan Mumma from ADM Adel. And the first matchup at 135 is going to be Mumma versus Jake Marlin from Creston. And, folks, if you were listening to the state dual playoffs, you saw or heard that Jake Marlin from Creston got past Matt White for Matt White's only loss. Marlin is a 44-1 sophomore. His only loss was against Matt White. So be interesting to see how Marlin fares against Mumma.
Nick Kral just sent me a text. Nick Kral listening from the campus of Central College in Pella, wishing all the wrestlers from Albia good luck. Nick, one of my favorite guys of all time. He is as nice of a guy and doing a great job. Comes back and helps with the football program.
More scoring here by Vercado from Williamsburg. He enjoys a 10-2 lead over Bryce Wignall from PCM Monroe. 45 seconds left here, second period action. The score 10-2, Vercado over Wignall.
Great job, Shadow Leshen, and come on, Kyler Risher from Andy Robinson. Glad to have everyone listening along tonight. You can send a text to 641-799-1437. Way to go, Shadow. You guys are doing a great job. Thanks for televising. Jolene, well, Eugen listening from Albia. Mark and Zach are there supporting Jolene. Good news. They both made it. I can see him right across the way, and I've actually heard him a few times.
Well, Shadow Leshen really doing a great job getting it started for the Albia Blue Demons here at 103 pounds. He took the mat right in front of the Albia crowd and took it to his opponent, last year state champion from Illinois, Tony DeVries from Davenport Assumption. Shadow Leshen, great win there. He will wrestle tomorrow and continue his quest for the Class 2A 103-pound state championship.
Matt's going to be coming out here just shortly. You can see him working his way up towards the gate there. Rick Whistler will try to catch up with him on his way out after the matchup. Right now, though, our feature matchup, Bryce Wignall, Prairie City Monroe trails J.C. Vercande 13-2. That's going to go to the third period.
Scoring update for you here. Jake Marlin, Creston Orient Maxburg, the 44-1, second-ranked sophomore, trails Keegan Mumma of Adel with 27 seconds left.
Wow.
Mumma ahead 3-2, so Jake Marlin finds himself in a dogfight in his first-round match. And, folks, there are no slouch wrestlers here at the Wells Fargo Arena tonight.
There are no gimmies, and, you know, we've talked about that all day long. But it's really the truth. Absolute unbelievable coverage, guys. Almost as exciting as being there. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work. And let's go, Blue. Mike Gray and family. Mike Gray from Albie Ford. Hello, Mike and family.
Folks, we are just seconds away from bringing you Matt White of Albia, the 48-1 senior, opening round match at 135 pounds against Dalton Hemmer from Odebolt Alford.
That away, Shadow. These texts keep coming in. Great job, Shadow. From your EB Bunch, Dylan, Pigsley, and Blaine, keep it up.
The EB Bunch, they have to be very happy.
Oh, my gosh, what a day they had.
All four of their wrestlers advanced. They are 4-for-4, is Eddyville Blakesburg. Class 1A was held this afternoon, started at 1 o'clock, and we brought it to you live here from the Wells Fargo Arena, here in high fidelity, high above the mats from the Wells Fargo Arena. It's Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
Skylar Wynn says, go Big Blue. Best of luck.
Those of you that are interested, a little bit of an upset here. in the brewing a little bit. Jake Marlin, second-ranked of Creston Orient Maxburg, the only guy to hang a loss on Albia's Matt White, finds himself trailing, entering the second period. The score there, 3-2. Keegan Mumma from Adel DeSoto Minburn, the absolutely fantastic and ranked junior at 39-2, trying to take care of second-ranked Jake Marlin.
Great job, Shadow. Brian Carter and son, Casey, 8 months listening. Well, hello, Casey. Welcome to the world. And glad to have you guys along listening tonight.
Jason, Joe, Matt 8.
Matt the blue eight. Matt 8 finds Matt White taking the mat. His opponent is going to be the 33-10 Dalton Hemmer from Odebolt Arthur. Senior versus senior. White versus Hemmer. Albia versus Odebolt Arthur. Here we go, live from the Wells Fargo Arena.
And Mama is trying to get the upset on the mat right next to Matt White. And you know Matt White walked out and saw that score. Julia Riley is listening from the FLC. Way to go. As the texts keep running in, I'm not sure where the FLC is, but I'm sure they'll send me another text and let me know.
Well, Jake Marlin just scored some back points, and he no longer trails. He enjoys, after that five-point maneuver, a 9-5 advantage with a minute left in the second period. So Matt White going to be competing against the wrestler that gave him his only loss of the year. Here we go. Matt White of Albia, 135 pounds, district champion from Albia, Iowa. Here we go.
Hemmer and White. White takes a shot right away. Has a single leg. Head on the inside. Trying to pull it up. Gets it up. Now has Hemmer on one leg. White will throw him to the mat, and White will get the first points of the match out in front, 2-0.
White with the single leg takedown there. Controlled the hands while he elevated his opponent. Got his hips underneath of him. Stand up by his opponent, Hemmer. They go off the mat. White still in control. Matt White in control with a 2-0 lead. We're counting down through a minute and 33 seconds, folks. It's 135-pound action. Class 2A State Wrestling Championships from the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Iowa.
Matt White on top here. Hemmer on the bottom. White, after Hemmer tries to sit out, does a good job. Hemmer gets to his feet. White trying to break him back down. Gets him back to the mat, but Hemmer really elusive, trying to get away. White is right there. He's just such an experienced wrestler. It's hard to get a move on Matt White because he's seen them all.
Well, we're here at State. It's all good wrestling. And Hemmer, give him credit. He hit the sit out, not there. Hit the stand up, not there. Hit the switch, not there. Matt White with a counter for every move that Dalton Hemmer from Odebolt Arthur puts in. White with the chicken wing now. Walks the head. Matt White walks the head. Figure four on the head with the chicken wing in. He's trying to score back points. He's not quite past parallel, folks, but he's way out on top. Here we go. Chicken wing.
Here comes the back points.
Back points counting. Matt White, chest to chest.
He's going for the pin right here, Joe.
With 47 seconds left, if Matt White can reverse the half Nelson, you should see Matt White with a first period pin here against his Odebolt Arthur opponent, Dalton Hemmer.
White in there tight, trying to bring that shoulder over. Hemmer does a good job of rolling out of it. Three back points earned by White. He's out in front 5-0.
Yeah, real good job by Matt White getting that chicken wing in there. Couldn't quite get far enough out front to turn that chicken wing into a reverse half Nelson, but he was chest to chest long enough. Counted the three. 5-0 your lead for Matt White from Albia.
Matt White trying to make it 2-for-2 for the Blue Demons as the Shadow Leshen got the first win at 103. 15 seconds to go. Matt's right out of the gate is, as you would expect Matt to get aggressive, and he's the aggressor taking it to Hemmer.
Albia has a goal of placing up here at State. Matt White knows if they're going to make that goal, he's going to have to wrestle to the top of his ability, score bonus points, and here he is against Dalton Hemmer from Odebolt Arthur on top, 5-0. First period action, counting down through 7 seconds to go.
White trying to ride out Hemmer out the final 6 seconds of this opening period. Now he's got that arm. He's got him over. He's getting more back points, Joe. With 2 seconds left, he's not going to get the pin, but he's going to get three additional back points, and Matt White will take an 8-0 lead into that second period.
Not enough time for Matt to score the three count because only 2 seconds to go, but Matt White alertly, only 7 seconds to go when they had that restart. Matt White absolutely on fire here at the Wells Fargo Arena.
And Hemmer chooses the neutral position. They'll meet at the center of the mat. Just underway, second period. Matt White out in front, 7-0. Gets the shot on the single leg. He's got
Matt
it in tight.
Matt White, obviously a much quicker wrestler than his Odebolt Arthur opponent, Dalton Hemmer. He's in on the single leg. Hemmer trying to counter with the Wizard. They're on their feet. White with the single leg. White trying to pull him off the edge of the mat back into the center of the mat.
That's what he does. Unbelievable, Joe. You know, just how he has such presence on the mat. And he was setting up bonus points on the way down to the mat.
As we count down through a minute and 30 seconds left in Matt White's 135-pound match, Kyler Risher is going to take the mat over here against his opponent at 140. So it's going to be McLaughlin from Union LaPorte City against Risher from Centerville. And we'll bring you both the action. Folks listening in Centerville, we're not going to give you any short shrift. We'll bring you all the action here from the Wells Fargo Arena. Southern Iowa Wrestling at its finest up here in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Arena. It's the 2011 State Championships.
At 125 to go, second period. Matt White out in front, 9-0. Risher just underway in his match, Joe.
Risher with a quick takedown. He's ahead. We'll bring you that action. Kyler Risher, the champion at 140 pounds at the winner set sectional. Matt White in deep on a double leg. He enjoys a 9-0 lead over his opponent, Dalton Hemmer from Odebolt Arthur. It's White versus Hemmer on mat 7. We've got Risher versus McLaughlin on mat number 2. And I believe we should have Davis County Bloomfield. Yeah,
Jeremy Garber's on mat number 1, taking on Royce Nessa of Webster City. And Callahan Whistler, who's up here helping spot. Callahan, you can keep an eye on that number 1 and let us know on the scoring updates with it. But Matt White out in front here for Albion with 1 minute to go in the second period, 9-0 lead. White breaks down, Hemmer on the mat, trying to work that arm over. Has the chicken wing in and trying to drag it over.
Matt White walking the head. He's near the edge of the mat. If he can turn him towards the center of the mat, he will, with the chicken wing, score back points. And Matt White gets him turned just at the edge of the mat. Matt White in on the double chicken wing. He's counting back points with 36 seconds left in the second period. Kyler Risher goes to his second period match, leading 4-2. So Risher, Centerville with a 4-2 lead. Matt White, 27 seconds to go in his match. 3-point near fall there. It's going to be 12-0 for Matt White.
White trying to work over now. He's got the arm free on the backside. He's going to try to... But I'll tell you what, Hemmer's doing a good job of bridging here. White trying to go for the pin with 11 seconds to go. Near parallel on the mat is Hemmer. White with a 9-0 lead with back points already being earned.
White is chest to chest, gets the 3-point near fall. You're going to see Matt White enter the third period with a 12-0 lead, looking for more, either a tech fall or the pin.
Okay, and on mat number 1, we have, let's see here, is it mat number 2? Where are we at on Jeremy Garber at?
Jeremiah Garber competing down here on mat 5, I believe.
Mat number 5?
Yep. Mat number 5 is 3 versus 4. Matt White gets to his feet. He started in the down position. He gets to his feet with a stand-up. Nice takedown maneuver by Hemmer from Odebolt Arthur. Still the score, 12-0. Matt White, very conscious of the situation. He knows he's got a 12-point lead. Tech fall is bonus points for the Albion Blue Demons, but he's going to try to pin his Odebolt Arthur opponent. Kyler Risher with the reversal in his second period leads 6-4. 6-4, Kyler Risher over his opponent, Matt Dylan White. McLaughlin from Union LaPorte City.
Sorry about that. Matt White is still out in front, 12-0 here. 1:11 to go, and we're going to have... Stalemate call. They're going to bring him right out to the center of the mat as White gets a little extra cheer from Coach Winger supporting his shaved head. White on bottom, 1:10 to go here as Hemmer tries to break down White. White doing a good job trying to switch out here, rolling towards the edge of the mat. White still trying to get the switch out, gets to his base now, trying to get the reversal. And White will get the reversal, and now he's got a 14-0 lead.
With 54 seconds left, Matt White is going to try to turn his opponent and pin him. He turns him. He gets the technical fall. He's going to try to turn him here, folks. Get the technical fall, or even better, put his shoulders to the mat for a 3-count and the Albia pin.
And that's exactly what we see him do up at District. When he got that lead, he didn't allow the takedown to win it. He went for a takedown that would give him a pinning combination to get those bonus points.
Kyler Risher down here at 140 pounds. He's wrestling Dylan McLaughlin of Union LaPorte City. Both of those wrestlers have black singlets on. And I believe Risher's up 6-4. Risher on the bottom. Risher on the bottom. I might be wrong about that at the 140-pound match. 21 seconds left. Matt White desperately trying to turn his opponent over from Oda Bold Archer. Matt White is going to win this match. He's ahead 14-0 with 13
He's
seconds left.
He's got that arm, Joe.
He's got the chicken wing. He walks the head.
He's going for the pin. He's in there tight. Can he get it? He's got back points for sure, but can he get the pin right here?
I don't think he's going to be able to get the pin, but it's a tech fall nonetheless with 1 second to go. Counted for Albion. Matt White, the technical fall. He wins 16-0 over his opponent, Dalton Hammer from Oda Bold Archer.
Albion, two wrestlers will move on, both Shadow Leshen with wins in their opening round with Matt White. Cowan got his first win. Kyler Risher out in front here at his 140 matchup.
And want to shout out to the folks at Davis County Bloomfield. Jeremiah Garber, I believe, went down to defeat. I did not see the final as they walked off the match and see whose arm got raised, but Garber was trailing as that match ended. So we'll get that result and bring that to you as soon as possible. We are bringing you live from the Wells Fargo Arena, the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. It's live in high fidelity, high above the mats here in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena.
And, of course, we're going to be bringing you our next Albion wrestler, Griffin Osing. We'll take on Brody Gruthus, a Davenport Assumption, at 145. That'll be coming out here in just a moment, Joe. We'll keep our eyes on the mats. And Rick Whistler, our roving mat side reporter, as he tries to catch up with Matt White, we'll check in with him.
I believe that Jeremiah Garber trails now 6-4. That Kyler Risher trails 6-4. There are two black singlets down there. I'm going to utilize my binoculars here. See if I can identify who is who down here.
Richler's actually out in front, looks like, Joe, 6-4. He's out in front 6-4.
Green is ahead. Yes, Kyler Risher leads 6-4. Do want to make that clear to our Centerville fans. Your Kyler Risher is ahead 6-4. 55 seconds left in his match. He is riding his opponent, Dylan McLaughlin from Union LaPorte City. It's Risher 6, McLaughlin 4. Centerville on top.
Well, Risher, it's been so tough this entire season, his entire career. He's out in front here trying to keep his opponent McLaughlin on the mat.
McLaughlin with a sit-out switch there, nicely taken away by Risher. The trailing arm captured from behind. Risher with the leg in now. Counting down through 30 seconds in this first round match at 140 pounds. Kyler Risher, the senior from Centerville, with a 44-9 record and a 6-4 lead over his opponent, Dylan McLaughlin.
And, Joe, can you look over here at mat number 6 for me through your binoculars and make sure that that's not the Davis County wrestler, Garber? I have on the board at 143 versus 4 on mat number 6.
I can
Risher
identify.
Risher is out in front 6-4 with 12 seconds to go, Centerville fans.
With a high degree of confidence, I can tell you that is not a Bloomfield wrestler.
I didn't
on
think
mat
so.
6.
They just, but on that scoreboard, that's the indication they have. So I'm.
It's going very fast here, folks. You got eight mats going on all at once. Right now, we've got matches simultaneously going. 130 pounds, 140 pounds, and 135 pounds.
We're going to go down to Rick Whistler here. He's down with Matt White down along the mats. Rick, you got us here up above?
Yep, I got you.
Boy, you're staying next to you, Matt White. Matt, congratulations on your great effort as Kyler Risher gets the victory for Centerville. Matt, you really came out and were aggressive as you've been all season long. And, again, you're trying to go for the pin there at the win at the end for the win for the team.
Matt, can you hear us? Congratulations.
Thank you, Jason. I can't really hear you too well.
Well, it's all the noise in this environment. Does it get any easier coming out here on the opening round with all this ambience, all this noise that's being created by the fans and the spectacle of this event?
Oh, I love the noise. I feel more comfortable here than I do in any other gym. And I've been here 4 times now, and I just love it.
Well, we're proud of you, Matt White from Albia, and the torch is being carried by 4 of you. You young men from Albia, you had a great season as a team. This is the individual portion of it, Matt, and you got the entire sections 105 and 106 full of Albia supporters. Could you see them up there as you're walking out to your match?
I don't look up in the stands when I'm going out there to wrestle. All I'm focusing on is what I got to do against my next opponent.
And what's that thing that you've got in your mind that you know that you have to do today, do through this tournament, Matt?
I just go out and wrestle smart like I have all season. Just don't let anyone take it away from me this year.
Very good. Matt White, the outstanding wrestler for Albion High School. Congratulations, Matt White. Albion 2-for-2 on the mats. Griffin Osing coming up next. Rick, you're down there with Matt. That was an impressive job out there by
by Matt White. He just continues to demonstrate why he's considered one of the best wrestlers in the state of Iowa.
Well, you know, when we were before we went on the before they started wrestling, I told you about the look.
Yes.
Well, that young man, when he looks at him, he looks through him. He is, he's just that, he's that determined this year. I tell you, I'll be very surprised if I don't see him in the finals, and I believe that's, he totally expects to be there, and he thinks he deserves it, and he does.
Well, that intensity that Matt White has exhibited all year has held him in excellent stead as he moves to 49-1 on the season with that win over Dalton Hemer from Odebold Arthur.
Congratulations to Centerville's Kyler Rischer. He got the win as well, and then we're moving right along to 145. Griffin Osing will be coming out here in just a moment as we watch. And, Rick, I know you're down there helping us bring it along, and you'll help guide us to where Griffin Osing's heading.
We're probably going to see Griffin Osing compete, if there are no pins, on mat number one. Mat number one is the farthest progress along, and Griffin Osing will be the very next matchup. Tough opponent for Griffin Osing here at the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. He drew Brady Grothus, the undefeated Davenport Assumption Senior, number one ranked.
We're on mat number five, Joe. They just brought him out to mat number five, and that's where Griffin Osing is going to go at it.
We see the Albia coaches set up. Albia brought a contingent of cheerleaders. They're getting set up. Griffin Osing checks in at the scorer's table. His Davenport Assumption opponent, Brody Grothus, right over there with him.
Van Sickles listening and proud of Dave and the wrestlers. Got all kinds of texts coming in. We'll get to those texts here before we get set up.
Unique thing here, the electric A across the singlet of Albia's Griffin Osing, the cursive A for Davenport Assumption.
Boy, here's a shot right out of the gate by Brody Grothus of Assumption.
Whizzer applied by Griffin Osing. He's going to try to whizzer him down. Good job by Grothus getting out of the whizzer. He takes down Griffin Osing 15 seconds into this 145-pound match. Osing trails 2-0, sits out.
Griffin Osing, the freshman, his first trip, obviously, to the well. And Joe, this won't be his last one.
Nope. He's got a powerhouse in there, a very physical Brody Grothus, the undefeated Davenport Assumption senior. Great job by Griffin there. Half Nelson applied, kind of a flying half by Grothus from Davenport Assumption. Alertly, Griffin Osing scoots out of bounds. Your score is still 2-0, 125 left, first period.
We're going to keep an eye out for 152. Dakota Poe will be coming up here as the Callahan Whistler keeps us updated on all the action so that we can stay bringing you these contests live.
We should be able to get you through Griffin Osing's match before Dakota Poe takes on Spencer Capitani from Lake Mills Northwood Kensett. Senior versus senior in that matchup.
Osing trailing here 4-1, 1 minute to go.
Very good move here by Brody Grothus. He's got the legs in, trying the half Nelson. Griffin Osing getting stretched out and counting back points here. 49 seconds left, first period.
Let's go, Griff, from Aaron Ambrose. As the texts just keep running in, 641-799-1437. Send us your text. Let us know where you're listening from.
Griffin Osing with those back points and quick back points there as well. It's two sets of two back points. The score now, 6-1. Osing trailing.
Griffin will go off the edge of the mat. Grothus, a senior, 45-0. Joe, that was a tough old draw, as you mentioned, for Griffin.
That 145-pound weight class has got four kids in it with one loss or less. Just an absolute tough weight class.
You look at this weight class, Joe, and you see the only freshman in this weight class is Griffin Osing.
Yeah.
That tells you something.
Yeah. He's in a very tough weight class, a physical weight class, one of those weight classes where a large population of the high school wrestlers are going to reside. Griffin Osing getting stretched out again here towards the end of the first period. Count three more back points. Nope, just two. Your score, 8-1. Griffin Osing trails, heading into the second period at 145-pound match against top-ranked Brady Grothus from Davenport Assumption, the 45-0 senior.
Nice job, Shadow and Matt. Go Blue Demons. Keep up the good work as my texts keep running in.
Yeah, I'm getting a few, too. We got a bunch of great listeners back in Southern Iowa, and we're going to bring you all of this action all week long. It'll conclude with the championship Saturday night, but we're bringing it to you live right now. Second, Class 2A, first round action. We're going to bring in the first round and the consolation matches here live from Wells Fargo Arena here tonight from Des Moines.
Griffin trying to get a trip and then a quick reversal. Right, boy, I'll tell you what this growth is. There's no doubt why he's 45-0. He's so quick. Griff had a nice run there, and growth has fought it off and now has back points being earned on Osing.
Well, it's 11-1. Grothis has got a headlock in with a minute 20 seconds left. He's got it in tight. It's going to be tough for Griffin to get out of this one with a minute 16 left. He needs to get his arms through. And, folks, he's trying valiantly to do that.
Unbelievable.
He is fighting off of his back right now with the bridge. Minute 7 left. I mean, Grothis knew that he came up against a tough wrestler from Albion today, but he is able to get it done. A minute 6 seconds into the second period. Griffin Osing gets pinned, but folks, what a great job by Griffin Osing, the freshman from Albion. He'll come back here and wrestle in about an hour.
Absolutely, we'll bring you that broadcast as the text keep coming in. Let's go, Griff, from Aaron Ambrose.
Hey, Billy Knowles wants to say a good job and good luck to all of the Albion wrestlers, and we want to say thanks.
Let's go, Blue, from Chris and Kerry Wirtjes. Glad to have you guys along tonight.
Hey. Bogey's Steakhouse in Albia has got 96.7 KIC on the radio. They're listening in live. Thanks to everybody at Bogey's, including my dad.
Hey, Angie Leshin. We love you from your Eddyville son, Dylan Pigsley. See you, Eric.
Barb Krall teaches religious education there at St. Mary's in Albia. And the St. Mary's in Albia religious ed classes tonight are listening live from the church there.
We got that simultaneously, buddy. That's glad to have you guys along.
Hey, we appreciate God being on our side. Thank you very much, St. Mary's, and all you great teachers and students there.
Absolutely. And I love the fact they're at church because in my world, it's God, family. Then everything else in the world comes after that.
Hey, want to say thanks to Mark McCarty. He's listening in on 96.7. Jim Sinclair here in Des Moines, listening live on KIICradio.com. Thanks, Brother Jim.
It's all right, Griff. Keep it up, Blue Demons, from Hannah Romanko. And we're going to go Tota. Tota's going to come out. Tota, that's Dakota Poe at 152. And Dakota, I remember 2 years ago, Joe, and he was really disappointed he didn't make the trip up here. Last year he got here, and he, you know, that first match he said he was in a little bit of awe, but then he fought it on at the end, got that pin at the end of to get his place, and he is determined to come out here and work his way up that podium. He wants to see himself wrestling Saturday night.
Dakota Poe with a lot of dominating performances this year at both 152 pounds and 160. He starts off his match on his feet. We're underway, 152 pounds. Dakota Poe of Albia, Spencer Capitani, Lake Mills, Northwood, Kensett. Quick Kelly maneuver by Dakota Poe. He's on top 2-0 with that fast Kelly move.
Capitani, boy, he had to be quick like just to get out of that because Dakota was putting it on.
Dakota with a deep waist in, tries to break him down with a deep waist. He's got his arm barred, takes him to the mat. Going to try the chicken wing here. Chicken wing being applied with a minute and 27 seconds left. First period action here. Dakota Poe from Albia. Spencer Capitani. Poe ahead 2-0. If you're just joining us, folks, we're bringing you live wrestling action from the Wells Fargo Arena. It's Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, one of the must-see events in sports. Bringing it to you right here live.
Matt White got the win earlier. Shadow Leshin with the win. Tanner Cowan, Kyler Risher all with wins, and they'll move on into the championship round. And we'll have Griffin Osing wrestling back here after this opening round in the consolation.
With 1:08 remaining here in the first period, a potentially dangerous called. And Dakota Poe, a sit-out attempted switch by his opponent. Dakota Poe charges him like a bull, turns his opponent on his back. He's got the headlock in tight.
Well, he has got all kinds of time to work that out. And, boy, he has got it tight. This is going to be tough to get out of. I don't know how he gets out of it.
Jason with 56 seconds left.
And there
it's
he
a
is.
Pin. Yep.
Dakota Poe with bonus points for the Blue Demon. Now the Albia wrestlers will move 3 on into the championship round with Osing left to do it in the consolation. What a day for Southern Iowa. Way to go, Dakota Poe. He was determined. Joe, he was the better wrestler. You knew that as soon as he took the first shot.
Two sections of Albia Blue Demons fans in 105 and 106 jumped out of their seats, gave each other high fives. Dakota Poe with the pin.
And Jolene, I think one of those was Mark Ugin. Now, here's the deal, folks. Get those phones ready. Accent Floral, who all season long, every time Albia got a dozen points, give away a dozen roses. Tonight, with every Albia pin, Accent Floral is going to give a dozen roses to the third caller. Three wrestlers move on. We'll take the third caller, 641-932-2112, with a chance to win a dozen roses from Accent Floral. How about that, Blue Demon Nation?
How could you beat it? A great first round here for the Albia Blue Demons. Couple of tech falls and a natural fall by Dakota Poe there at 152 pounds. What excitement here from Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Arena. The Albia fans came here en masse. They're listening back home, but this was fun wrestling tonight, the first round, and we've got one consolation match left for Albia. We'll see Griffin Osing try to come back from a tough loss against top-ranked Davenport Assumption.
Nah, he's got it in him, too. And we're going to come back here. We're going to come back to more action as we continue to bring all the Southern Iowa wrestlers to action when we come back. And we're going to have Rick Whistler will grab Dakota Poe, Matt Side, as we go down to our roving Matt Side reporter. We're going to come back to Wells Fargo Arena after a timeout. But do we have a winner on those free roses from Accent Floral? Chris Knowles, congratulations. You know, these people have those locked in their speed dial. It's probably not fair. The board's going overboard back there at the station, and we're going to come back here. Joe Sinclair, Rick Whistler, live and high above the mats in high fidelity. You're listening to State Wrestling live from Wells Fargo Arena. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Southern Iowa, stand up, be proud, give yourself a round of applause. Your wrestlers are making a name for you and your communities. And what a day we've had, and it has not changed when we rolled the clock to the second round as Shadow Leshen got things going the right direction with a big pin. Tanner Cowan advances, Kyler Risher moving on, Matt White moving on. And as you just heard right here, Dakota Poe doing what Dakota Poe does, and that's just simply go out and dominate and get pins. And we're going to go down to the mat, courtesy of Senate Piercebacher Funeral Homes and Monuments, bound to our Wireless One. Matt, roaming reporter, Rick Whistler, you got Dakota Poe with you.
Yeah, I got him right here.
Dakota, congratulations, buddy. You were determined.
Yeah, I was talking to my brother before I went out there. He told me to come up there and talk to him. He said, Tota, this is your last year. Just go out there and leave it all out on the mat. And he hit a switch, and I know what to do from there. Just pull my arm out, and he's going to sit down, and I did what I did.
Well, Dakota, great bulldog move there. He hit that switch, trailed his arm just a little bit, and you just attacked, shoved him forward, and the next thing you knew, he was on his back. You looked at the clock, saw you had plenty of time. Looked like you just settled in there and enjoyed the last 10 seconds of that match while you pinned him.
Yeah, I've always worked with my brother when they do that switch. They can't do it if they don't got an arm, so just pull my arm out, and they're going to fall right to their hip, and that's what I did. And I just bulldogged him to his back, and that's what it took, and I got it done. And I just settled down, and when I got the headlock in, everybody calls it the pole lock. I don't think anybody gets out of it.
The pole lock, I love it. Hey, Dakota, was it different coming out for the first match this time than it was last year?
Yeah, it was a lot easier. Last year, it was my first time here, and it was pretty nerve-wracking coming in here and seeing all these people here. This year, I knew what I had to do, and I knew what I had to do to go out there and get it done on the mat, and I did it.
Well, Dakota, congratulations. I know, Joe, that was such a thrill to bring that. It's just awesome seeing those pins, and guess what? You just earned someone a dozen roses courtesy of Accent Floral.
Thanks, yeah. Jason.
Dakota, you got a great family there watching you wrestle. You got a great family of fans. The whole community is behind you. And good luck here as you continue. You're going to be wrestling tomorrow for Albia. And we couldn't be more proud of you. Dakota Poe with the pin.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Rick Whistler, you got to see that to Matt's side. You talked about to Matt White being able to look right through the opponent. I think the opponent quit looking when he saw Dakota Poe.
You know, what's surprising, Dakota was up against the railing before we got started. I went up, I said, you know what it's all about? I said, you just got to go do it. And he looked at me and he goes, I know. He said, I'm ready. And he just, when he went out there, he just looked so comfortable, other than, you know, from last year. So there's something else. I tell you what, we get a chance. I've got Dave Winger here if you guys have
Absolutely.
A break.
Absolutely. Let's go right now.
If you've got Dave right there now, that would be fantastic. We'd love to hear from Albie's head coach. He's got one match left to coach tonight. And, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, good, Joe.
It was probably pretty easy putting that headset on with no hair on that head of yours.
No, there's sweat all over it, though, so I'm not liking that too well.
What's he sweating about, Joe? His guys just come out and dominate.
No, it came from Dakota.
Well, Coach Winger, congratulations. We had the athletic director, Keith Little, up here, and he made a lot of great comments about how far this program has come since you took the head of it 3 years ago. And really, everybody that's listening in here, it's the state championships from Wells Fargo Arena, the biggest stage in high school wrestling. And here you are, Dave. You got three wrestlers through first round, and Griffin Osing looking for a consolation win in the next match.
Yeah, I suppose I owe Keith some money or something for the compliments, but, you know, he's a great guy to work for, and he gives us everything we need to do what we're doing. So I don't need to say too much about that with the facilities that we've got and everything else. You know, it makes my job a lot easier. So as far as the first round, you know, we're pretty happy with that. Obviously, we wanted four guys to go, you know, keep going one and out for the night, but that's the easy way. But, you know, Griffin will have to fight back. We knew he was going to have a tough matchup, so he can still score us some points.
Well, we've got Griffin Osing coming up in the consolation match. What can you tell us, Coach, about his opponent here in the consolations?
You're going to have to tell me who he's wrestling, because I don't even know.
Well, it's either going to be John Esta from Central Line, George Little Rock, or Chris Johnson from Independence. I was watching the end of that match, and Johnson was trailing in the third period, but I was so excited I couldn't keep my eyes focused on it because we were watching Griffin in his match.
Yeah, here's what I'll say, short of sounding stupid. You know, I think Griffin can wrestle with anybody, so, you know, I told him before that match, I said he's going to have to go out and wrestle. You know, he can't go out there and wrestle tentatively. He's got to give everything he's got and leave nothing on the table, and from what I saw, I thought he did that, so... you know, I think he knows what's in store for him here next round. He's going to have to win. It doesn't matter who it is.
Well, Coach Jason here, this won't be no surprise to you, but my text has went off the roof. I have so many texts coming in. It's unbelievable. We gave away a dozen roses. Accent Floral stepped up and said any wrestler from Albie that gets a pin tonight, they're giving away a dozen roses, and the phone lines went off. You've got an entire southern part of the state on your side up here at the Well.
You know, that's great. You know, Accent Floral, I know they gave a lot of flowers away during football season, so I appreciate their support, and we've got a great crowd here tonight, and it's nice to see those guys up there supporting us. But I think Southern Iowa's faring pretty well. Every time I've seen somebody come off, they've wrestled pretty well. So, you know, we've got a lot to be proud of in this half of the state, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out here.
Well, Coach Winger, Joe here again. You have been a very gracious person to keep yourself available. We get a little bit deeper into this after Griffin's match. We might try to touch base with you again and find out what your plans are for tonight, get your wrestlers ready for tomorrow. You for sure got three going tomorrow, and I'm anticipating a great match out of Griffin Osing in his consolation match.
Absolutely. And Coach, I talked to you before. I'll have you bring the wrestlers up right up here to the room. You know where we're at. We've been through this before, right, buddy?
That's right. I appreciate you know, you giving us the time. It's about the only time my mom gets to hear my voice anymore, I think. We stay so busy out here, so I don't know. It's fun, so I appreciate it.
Well, you've got the face only a mother could love, buddy.
That's right. She does.
Hey, listeners on 96.7 and KIICradio.com, don't go anywhere after this wrestling's over. We're going to bring you live interviews. We've got a couple special treats for you here from the Wells Fargo Arena.
You've got a special one coming up. I can't wait.
We're not going to prep it right now, but we have a special surprise. A historic event is going to occur tomorrow here at the Wells Fargo Arena, and we're going to bring you one of the participants in that history.
Hey, Hey, thanks, Coach, for stopping by. Let's take a look at some of these texts we got coming in, because, Joe, they're coming in fast and furious, and we want to get our friends and listeners back home a shout-out. Sarah Lumpton, Hayden Gutcher, and family listening from the Albia Pizza Hut. Go Big Blue. Can't beat pizza and wrestling right here on Thunder Country KISE. And I think Scott's getting hungry back on the board. Good luck, Centerville, Albia, and Eddyville wrestlers from the Southern Iowa Mat Club. Youth wrestlers, we're proud of all of you. Joe, if you have some, I'll let you trickle in as well.
Hey, we're getting some offers from other sponsors to participate in all this fun that we're having up here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. I think we're going to have some sponsors,
you
know, pony up some other call-ins.
Joe, that there is a when we do the wrestling and the football, the sports coverage. There's no better advertising dollar than the one you're going to spend here. This is interactive radio. You know, it's unbelievable number of people. I'm telling you, folks, I have an 8-gig hard drive on my phone, and it's going to be full here in about 3 minutes. Rock the Wells, boys, from Muddy Outdoors. I'm going to keep on bringing these to you as we keep on moving along here tonight, and we will get to your text. Come on, boys. Love Emma, Lexi, and Sarah. Good luck to all the Albia wrestlers. Let's go Blue. Julie, Troy, Ryan Heaton, Ryan and Logan Heaton. Glad to have you guys listen along. Way to go, Blue Demon wrestlers. And coaches, Lance and Isaac Helm. And, boy, Joe, I can't keep up. That's how awesome it is.
Yeah, this is absolutely fantastic. Folks, the atmosphere at the Wells Fargo Arena here is electric. Albia Blue Demons, Centerville Big Reds, they have brought a large contingent of fans, and we're bringing it to you live. We love wrestling. KIIC, Joe Millage loves wrestling, and we're bringing it to you. And we're going to thank all of our sponsors before we're wrapped up here today.
Mama Soaps, we love you, from Dylan. Papa Soaps. Sounds like a clean family. Dimitri Andrus Boyers is a girl. Oh, gee, manies. I got to watch this before I even read them. If you're going to send me a text, don't make me look like an idiot. I do a good enough job.
Hey, I'm going to have a great announcement here. Kevin and Tony Walters from Bogey Steakhouse going to jump on the sponsorship. Every pin that is recorded by an Eddyville wrestler or an Albia wrestler from here on out, they're going to have a $20 gift certificate call in, and we'll find out at the studio what we need to do to get that all set up. But thanks to Kevin and Tony from Bogey Steakhouse to get a better.
Oh, guys.
You can't get a better steak than they cook on wood.
I'm bringing it up here right now. I'm starving. I haven't ate all day. How dare you do that, you guys? Thanks for your great wrestling coverage of the state wrestling tournament. So excited here in Albia.
Well, I'm going to spill the beans a little bit here, Jason. Those of you who have been listening to high school wrestling have never heard it called a young lady wrestler competing at Wells Fargo. Megan Black from Batavia wrestles for Kevin Cochran and the Atomo Bulldogs, and she and Kevin are going to be our special guests here just within the next couple minutes. We're going to bring it to you live here.
That's going to be awesome. I cannot wait.
A historic figure, Megan Black, going to wrestle for the Atomo Bulldogs, one of the first two girls to ever qualify, and it all happened this year. Iowa High School Athletics never had it happen before.
We will have that match for you live tomorrow. Richard England at 198 will be coming up here in just a few minutes. So Centerville fans, hang on with us and stay with us. We're going to bring you all the action for our friends down in Centerville. Go Big Blue from Jay and Benny Leshen. As the texts keep rolling in here, if you'd like to send us a text, 641-799-1437. Let's go Blue Demons from Mary Shepherd and Macy Romanco.
Our Class 1A MAT announcer, Tony Johnson, he has a nephew, Keegan Davis, from Perry. He's competing in the 160-pound weight class, and he leads his opponent in the third period 7-3. So looks like Keegan Davis, Coach Johnson, our sideline MAT side reporter, his nephew going to get through.
Congrats to Dakota Shadow, Matt Griffin from Mike and Sue Schroyer.
Dylan Nelson at 160 pounds from Bloomfield. He's going to take the mat down here now, and he's competing on mat 6. We'll bring that match to you live here.
Oh, gosh. Shadow, Dad said if you win state, we're all going to Hooters again. Dylan. I'm not looking for the most creative text, but that might win it. Way to go, Shadow, from the Glossers.
We begin the second period here, and Dylan Nelson, the 160-pounder from Davis County, finds himself trailing 2-0. Single takedown there in the first period. Nelson will be on top as we get underway here. Second period action, 160-pound weight class, Class 2A. Dylan Nelson from Davis County, Bloomfield. Nick Fuller against from Independence.
All right, Joe, the texts keep coming. We'll just keep bringing that as we get them in. Boy, the Davis County, obviously, you know, is Albia and Davis County battling out for a conference title. And the Blue Demons was able to get that win. That broadcast we brought live from Pleasantville, and that was an exciting matchup.
Absolutely exciting. And the folks are listening back home. They're listening from their businesses. They're listening from the churches. They're listening from their homes. They're listening live in high fidelity. We're broadcasting, bringing it to you high above the mats here, Wells Fargo Arena. It's the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
Go Blue Demon Wrestlers. Woo-hoo from Michaela Martin and Molly Spurgeon.
The listeners from La Villa are trying to compare you and I, Jason, with Dick Vitale from the basketball.
Dick has nothing on us, buddy.
He has got nothing on us.
Keep it up, boys. Making us proud back here in Little Old Albia. Sarah Clark and Lexi Van Pullen. Little Old Albia is making a big old statement.
Kevin Walters from Bogies, he texted in. He's going to throw the Centerville wrestlers in there. A Centerville wrestler gets pinned. We're going to have a competition for a $20 gift certificate for Centerville, too.
I want to know if they're going to throw in a stake for the two of us if we just finish this thing.
Well, I tell you what, folks. There's plenty of water available here for the broadcasters, and we're going through it as fast as we can. It is exciting to bring you this high school wrestling action from the Wells Fargo Arena.
I doubt you give your cattle that much water, Joe, as much you've been going through, buddy.
Oh, that's great. Dylan Nelson gets reversed here in the second period. He trails 4-0 against Nick Fuller of Independence.
Alan from Albia says good luck to the Blue Demons. Good luck to all of you in your next round of matches. Alan from Albia. Angela Ashley and Jeffrey Trachel are so excited to hear it from the Well tonight. And we're glad to have you along. And, folks, we're going to have some contests to give away. Joe, we're going to pick up some of the programs and have them autographs by the wrestlers from all the different schools. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to have to stay here if you want to be a part of all the great things we're going to have to be given away throughout this tournament.
There'll be a little slice of history brought down to Southern Iowa from the Well. And Southern Iowa has really been competing well up here, folks. Southern Iowa wrestling is on the resurgence. It has started with Albia. They've got three through. Centerville is competing well. You've got the Class 1A wrestlers from Eddyville got all theirs through. Pekin got all theirs through. It's just a high-level competition in Southern Iowa, and Northern Iowa no longer enjoys the stranglehold on the podiums that they once did back there in the 70s and 80s.
Great job, Shadow. Blake Maroff, number one state champion. Listening while working at the theater. Nice job, boys. Let's go, Blue. Nathan Duncan.
As we wind down here in our 160-pound weight class, Dylan Nelson from Bloomfield, Davis County, Bloomfield. He trails 9-0 with a minute left in his third period. First round match here for Dylan Nelson, the Davis County senior. He's going to need to either get a reversal and turn his opponent from Independence, or he'll be competing for a spot to wrestle tomorrow in the consolations.
Go, Richard England. We know you can do it. Thanks for the awesome coverage from James and Amy Brown. Glad to have you along, James and Amy. And James is one of our sideline reporters last year. Rick, we're going to come down to you in just a second. But right now, we have got Kevin Cochran up here. And I'll throw a headset on you real quick, Kevin. First of all, Kevin, I got to just tell you, Southern Iowa has come to represent here this week.
That's the way it sounds so far.
Are you guys excited for tomorrow? And I'll tell you, walk in this door, I don't know how you don't get goosebumps.
Well, I don't know either because I have them up and down.
Well, the first session tomorrow will feature Class 3A at 9 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be bringing it to you here on KIIC Radio, so tell everybody in Ottumwa to listen in. But starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow, the Class 3A first round and first round consolations. And Coach Cochran, you're a little bit of a part of history here. Tell us about what you got going on tomorrow.
Well, first of all, I just got done going through with Alan Bestie on how we're going to weigh this girl in tomorrow with the other girl. But, yeah, history's going to be made. There's going to be two girls out here wrestling tomorrow, both of them in the same weight class in the same division. So that's kind of odd to begin with, I think. And, you know, we got a tough match ahead of us, and she chose not to come tonight and stay back in the hotel, lose a pound, pound and a half, and try to get focused for what she's got in store for tomorrow.
Well, she's got a big job tomorrow. She, I'm sure, is acutely aware that she is part of history.
Oh, yeah. See, I think she's been hounded just a little bit this week.
Well, we've been joined by Coach Cochran in the past. If you've listened to our broadcast from the sectional tournament, you heard Coach Cochran help to give us some color commentary. And Ottumwa is it's in a rebounding phase on their wrestling, aren't they, Coach?
We're coming around. We had a tough district. Unfortunately, we had Iowa City West in there, and they're number one. And they are just where they're tough. And where we were solid, they were solid. And there was a couple kids that are probably deserving to be here but couldn't quite get through the district.
Well, that is something there. I think they qualified 12 out of the 14 or 11 out of the 14.
I think 11.
11 out of the 14. But you brought Angelo Kelly. He's your 19-pounder, is that right?
130.
He's your 130-pounder. Very good. You think he's got a shot at a medal?
I do think he's got a shot at the medal. The first match is going to be interesting since he's going against John Meeks from Roosevelt, who's 119-0 in his high school career. So we've wrestled him before, and, you know, he's a tough kid, ranked third in the nation. So he knows what's in store. I told him, you know, hey, if you go out there and win, A, you're going to make history. Two, if you don't win, then you better buck it up and you better be ready on the backside, because I think he can't come out here with the medal.
Well, a little bit different for the Class 3A wrestlers, Coach Cochran. They've got to come up here, stay all night, have their nerves build up, and get ready to wrestle. Whereas the Class 1A and 2A wrestlers, they drove up here this morning and got themselves prepared and either are going to wrestle tomorrow or be a spectator.
It is a little bit different. You know, I don't know how long ago they put this on the rotating cycle for the changes, but it always used to be, you know, back when I was in 2A, we always wrestled at night. And to me, it doesn't get any better than this in the evening. So this is, I think this is the first time that we've been on this cycle since I've been in 3A to actually have to get up. You know, normally you leave early to go to your tournaments, but now we got to leave the hotel at 6 o'clock in the morning to get here to weigh in. So,
Coach, making the move over here from the old barn to here, you know, a lot of people talked about losing the history and the prestige or the mystique of the barn. But I tell you what, this environment's really starting to take on its own character.
I would hope so. The seats you guys got, these are great from up here. You can see everything. And
we have had to utilize the binoculars a time or two to identify some similarly marked singlets.
You know, the big thing I would say, the difference between Vets and Wells, is that I really thought the crowd maybe got into a little bit more. And it was a little more electrifying at Vets because it was like a big continuous shuffle. So, example, you guys have somebody from Albia down there wrestling, and you had your whole Albia crowd right there by the mat cheering them on.
Well, Coach Cochran, you're a Centerville native and a Centerville resident, even though you coach at Ottumwa. Here in just a few moments, we're going to see Richie England from Centerville, the 37-21 junior, go up against the undefeated and I believe top-ranked Blaze Campbell from Independence. Tough top-ranked senior there. You going to be able to maybe sit here with us and call the color?
Well, he's my nephew, so I'd be happy to.
Well, that'll be great. Uncle and nephew. We had an uncle-nephew combination just a few moments ago. Tony Johnson, the assistant at Eddyville Blakesburg. His nephew from Perry Davis, one of the higher-ranked wrestlers from the Perry team. He got through in his first round, and he'll wrestle tomorrow for Perry.
Which, Matt, let's see here.
Earlier, at 160 pounds, we saw Dylan Nelson from Davis County fall to Nick Fuller from Independence. So Dylan Nelson will bring you his match in the Constellations in the next hour or so. The Constellation matches, folks, if you're just tuning in, the system here is you have everybody wrestle the very first match, and then the losers wrestle in Constellations.
Guys, they have not changed the scoreboard at on 171 here, but the indication is 189 across the way, and at and Callahan's up here trying to convince me that Centerville.
That is Richie England from Centerville wrestling on mat number
Callahan
8.
Whistler.
England, with a 5-0 deficit, is on his back with 45 seconds left in the first period. So we'll pick it up right now, Coach Cochran.
Well, from where I see it, he doesn't look good right now. I almost thought that was a Ballard uniform for a minute, but no, that must be Independence.
Well, I've got my binoculars on, and that is not a Centerville wrestler.
Well, they've
not getting pinned.
They've got the scoreboard's not running over here on 8. If you look at 8 scoreboard on the sides, it's not running. And then they have 189 up on the board. It's something's gotten out of whack here.
Yeah, that's not Richie England down there getting pinned.
That's 171.
Correct.
So that would be, let's see. Yeah, that's, I don't know. It says 15 and 16, so yeah, something's a little screwy.
Yeah, it's, but.
I give credit to all these scorekeepers and officials. They're doing the best they can.
Let's take a real quick timeout. We're going to come back with Richie England right after a quick timeout. We'll come back here with more exclusive wrestling live from Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, Rick Whistler on the mat side, and Coach Cochran joining us here high above the mats. We'll be right back. You're listening to exclusive state wrestling coverage right here on Thunder Country KIIC. Everyone live high above the mats. Richard England about ready to go here on mat number 3. Joe Sinclair and Rick Whistler mat side. Kevin Cochran joining us up here in the press box. And we're about ready to get going here. It took a little bit to get all this figured out here. Guys, it gets real confusing up here with all these different mats going at one time.
But we are going to bring you Richard England from Centerville's match against Blaze Campbell, the undefeated senior from Independence. He'll be wrestling, trying to advance. Richie England, of course, absolute great coaching by the Centerville Big Reds, getting Richie England here to the big show at the Wells Fargo Arena.
England fights off a couple of shots, gets back up on his feet. James Brown from and Amy from Centerville send their best wishes to Richard England.
Richard England at the center of the mat. A couple of hand checks. Double leg takedown by Blaze Campbell. He's got Richie England down at the edge of the mat. 2-0, your score. Richard England trails. And a very quick move there for a 189-pounder. Would you say, Coach Cochran?
Yeah, I would. I mean, this kid's put together pretty well, and he hit a nice double leg or high crotch in there to take Richard down. That put him right back up. He must feel comfortable on his feet.
Yeah, they went out of bounds, and Richard England was cut by Campbell from Independence.
2-1, England trails here, 1:28 to go, opening period.
Hand checking going on near the edge of the mat. It's Campbell, the senior from Independence, with a 41-0 record versus England from Centerville, the 37-21 junior. And, of course, Richard England's brother enjoyed a lot of success up here last couple years at the big show, didn't he, Kevin?
He did for 4 years anyway. You know, he's, as far as I know, I don't know how many people have come through and gotten fourth as a freshman, third as a sophomore, second as a junior, and a champion as a senior. That's a
that's pretty impressive. Richard England gets thrown here to his back, and that quick, 1:01 left in the first period, Richard England gets pinned. Really a buzzsaw of a wrestler there, Blaze Campbell from Independence. You can see why he's undefeated.
Undefeated, yeah.
Yeah, he is. And from the way it sounds from talking to some other coaches, I don't even think anybody's been close to him this year. So he looks like the guy to beat at 189 in Class 2A.
Yeah, very tough 189-pound class up here in Des Moines at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
Hopefully Richard can come back and win his next one and stay alive for the rest of this tournament. It's just good experience for him, first time making it up here.
Well, Coach, Coach Kevin Cochran joins us here from our broadcast booth at the Wells Fargo Arena. Coach Cochran, Centerville native, but he's the Class 3A Ottumwa Bulldogs coach. Coach Cochran, this year you're a part of history with Megan Black, one of the girls that's wrestling at 112 pounds, and you mentioned that they had to make some special provisions to get her weight in. You know, first time it's ever happened. You really never had to worry about that before here at Iowa High School Athletics. What are they going to do? They're going to have an off-site weigh-in or weigh-in earlier or later?
No, well, actually what they're going to do is they have an event staff, and actually Alan Bessie from the Athletic Association has done a good job of making sure that this is going to run smoothly. They're going to weigh in exactly the same time we do. There's a specific training room that they're going to weigh in at, that they can come in the morning and check their weight, make sure they're on. And then, you know, so you have Megan and you have Cassie Herkelman from Cedar Falls both being in, weighed in. Plus, they're going to have their own kind of personal locker room, too. So they get a little special treatment up here the way compared to everybody else. You know, they just throw you the wolves and say, here's where you warm up, here's where you dress, and good luck. So it's, hopefully it works out well for them. You know, she's got a tough draw, got a tough, if she happens to win, it's not going to get any easier. And on the backside, she's got a tough draw too, regardless of winning or losing. But I think she's just great to be up here.
Well, Coach Cochran, I think I speak for all the folks in Southern Iowa. We're all very proud of Megan Black's accomplishments. Those of us that know her and what she has put into this, I mean, this isn't something that just happened. She has been putting in the time in the gym, on the mat, working out, really, for nearly a decade, hasn't it been?
Yeah, at least I don't know when she exactly started, probably first grade, kindergarten, somewhere in there. But she's put in the extra effort, worked hard, and I can't think of, you know, I'm sure Cassie Herkelman's done the same, but probably very, both young ladies, very deserving to be here.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. We're going to be right back here, folks. We're going to come back here high above the mats and high fidelity. We'll go down to Rick Whistler here in just a second when we return back to Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Rick Whistler bringing all the coverage. Don't go anywhere. High above the mats and high fidelity, and we're going to go down to Rick Whistler here in just a second. Rick's a big-time Iowa Hawkeye fan, and on the mat right now, Joe Sinclair is the Iowa Hawkeye football recruit.
Yeah, Austin Blythe from Williamsburg, part of that state championship squad at Williamsburg. He's got his opponent, Tyler White from Perry, on his back here in the first period. Plenty of time left for Austin Blythe. They're near the edge of the mat, or this thing would have been over about 10 seconds ago. He's got him pinned flat to his back, but it's at the edge of the mat. Here, Blythe just drags him in. He just drags him in, folks. He's got it in there deep. He drags him back onto the mat, and now he's going to execute the pin with 57 seconds left. It's not over yet, but I'm going to guarantee a pin here, Jason.
He's taking advantage of the fullness of that 285 weight class. That is one big man.
The official is indicating that it's off the mat. The official, he knows that everybody knows that that the kid from Perry is pinned, but he's motioning that, hey, I would give him the pin, except for he's off the mat.
Boy, that headlock's tight, and he's going to get the pin. Austin Blythe gets the pin at 285. Rick Whistler, you're right down there watching it. Does he look like he's ready to take on a Hawkeye football uniform?
Probably by the time Chris Doyle gets done with him, he'll be ready, but he's a beast.
Yeah. Austin Blythe from Williamsburg moves to 46-1. The Iowa Hawkeye football recruit, probably the favorite here at this 285-pound match. He's going to have a tough match against Tyler Swope of Davenport Assumption if that's where your championship match is going to be. And I would expect that's probably what's going to happen.
Well, gentlemen, Rick, you're down there. We still got the consolation brackets to go through as we move through 285. But, Rick, I'll ask you first, as your mat side, courtesy of Senate Pierce Bonker Funeral Home and Monument Company, bringing us our mat side roving reported. Rick Whistler, what's been your surprise moment or the big moment of this round of wrestling?
Oh, I believe the Shadow Lessons win, just for the fact that I think Shadow was a little bit overlooked after getting upset in districts. The other match that I watched a little while ago was Jack Manning from Woodward Granger, number 2 ranked. He got pinned.
Wow.
Yeah. That was probably my biggest surprise of the night so far.
And the fact that Albie sends 3 wrestlers into the championship round, really not a surprise.
No, not really a surprise. I I'm kind of the ultimate in positive thinking. You know, you get a little bit nervous, but I believe our guys are very well prepared. Dave Winger has just done a fantastic job with this wrestling program in a few short years, and you know, some of the seniors that they have helped lead, the younger guys, my hat's off to those young guys too. They've done a good job of leadership and example.
Well, Joe Sinclair, you know, we got to see that first round of 1A, and it was just amazing. Here at 2A, no letdown. What's been your big moment of the day?
You know, I am impressed with the re-emergence and the resurgence of Southern Iowa wrestling up here at the state level. All of the wrestlers that we've been following tonight from Southern Iowa are winning well into the majority of their matches. They're taking it to the Northern Iowa opponents, and it just appears like the Southern Iowa wrestlers came here as a prepared area, and we're seeing the increase in the quality of the competition in Southern Iowa showing up here at state meet.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that last year. You could see that there was a lot of young wrestlers moving in to the that would have a chance to come back in Southern Iowa, some repeat type of performers. And then you looked at the bottom of those eighth graders that were rising up, and you could see that the future for Southern Iowa wrestling was on the rise.
Well, we've enjoyed some spectacular wrestling sights and sounds here today from the Wells Fargo Arena. We're bringing it all to you live. It's the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships from the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. It's Class 2A action now. We enjoyed this afternoon Class 1A action. You've had all the Southern Iowa action brought to you here. We got a bunch of great sponsors that are bringing it to us. You know, Stay Wrestling sponsors, Family Shoe and Sporting Goods, Albion Napa, Hardee's. You know, Hardee's, they got excellent food there as well. Snack Shack. You know, we've got a lot of great things going on, a lot of great sponsors, and couldn't be more happy to be bringing it to you live.
Well, Joe, let's take a look at some of these texts we got coming in. I know they're coming in left and right for both of us. Good luck to good luck in your second match, Griff. Albia's own Diaper Dandy.
That's a good one.
They just keep rolling in here. I'm going to keep keep bringing them to us.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
I've got a young man here that I'd like to interview.
Well, great, Rick. We're going to go down to our roving mat side reporter, courtesy of Senate Pierce Bacher Funeral Homes. Rick Whistler, take it away. Rick, you got your
interview? Yeah, let me get powered up here.
All right, buddy.
Who are we going to listen to here, Rick? Who have you got down there?
I got Shadow.
Oh, great. Shadow Leshen. Now, before we get to Shadow, Joe, I got to tell you this next text that came in. Barb is going to make you Oreo dessert, Shadow, after your win at state. How about that, Shadow Leshen?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good to have a first win in a first round, so I like that. Be on the winner's side.
I just got that text. The Shadow's coming on. Is that a little intervention right there?
Oh, yeah, it's always good to get texts and from people saying, you can do it, Shadow, just to pump me up for all my matches.
Well, Shadow, I'm sorry about that, Joe. You go ahead with this.
Shadow, your bright smile has been an illuminating thing for the Albia High School wrestling fans all season long. And as you get your first win up here at state, you're looking forward to your next match. What are you going to do tonight to prepare for tomorrow, Shadow?
Just focus on the moves I'm going to be doing. I need to work a little bit more on the bottom so that way I can get out and score some more points when I take down. But I'm just focusing on the moves I'm going to be doing on my feet and just kind of watching him warm up, see what he likes to do, so that way I can know what I can do so when I wrestle him.
When you came out of that mat for the first time, Shadow, what was that like looking up here and seeing all these people?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, I love seeing people support me all the time. It's just fun to come out here and wrestle, you know. I just like looking around and seeing that giant crowd just watching you. It's a great feeling.
Well, Shadow, Joe here again. After your match, you wrestled right in front of the Albia crowd, right out of the chute. You probably didn't pay very much attention to them before the match, but were you able to hear the Albia fans cheering you after your big win there at 103 pounds?
Oh, actually, I could hear them cheering while I was wrestling. I could hear my Uncle Kevin yelling at me, my mom yelling at me and everything.
I could hear Angie up here with my headset on.
Oh, you can hear it from anywhere. She'd be at the top and still hear it.
Well, Shadow, get a good night's rest. We can't wait to see you back out here tomorrow, and congratulations on your great run. And I know that you got big things in store for you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations, Shadow. We
Thanks.
Love you.
Love you.
You know, Shadow would come over to our house during the summer and hang out, and he's such a great kid. I mean, absolutely a well-mannered kid. You know, he's pleased and thank you. Easy to see him on the mat excelling, but he is such a good person off the mat and all around a good athlete and student.
The Shadow, of course, part of the great wrestling family of the Leshens and Pickerels, and you know, his brother Brett just came within a whisker of getting up here to state. Had a just a buzzsaw of a district, and nearly got through. Tough kid, this one of the favorites up here. You know, Brett Leshen battled him to a 1-0 score and just couldn't quite come out on top.
A lot of people thought there would be stalling calls there. Rick, you still got the mic on?
You know, just to kind of go on that thought with Shadow, the reason I haven't been able to get a hold of him, he's been working out since that match was over. He just did walk out of the workout room back there. He's been working out this whole time.
Well, you know, he's dedicated. He's got that tunnel vision that you have to get into if you want to be successful. Rick, you know, with all of his hard work with the sport, he still does everything with a smile on his face.
Yeah, the whole time you were interviewing him, just nothing but smiling, you know, smiling and laughing. And you know, with all the serious looks, you know, sometimes it's a little refreshing to see it. You know, you like the serious look, but you look at Shadow and you're thinking, that kid probably from Davenport was probably thinking, how'd that kid beat me? But he knows, you know, and he's very confident. He's one of those kids, after losses, he comes back even stronger.
Well, Jason, right now, and Rick, as we complete the 285-pound first-round matches and get ready to go to the Constellations, might be a good time to tell you about tomorrow's schedule. We'll bring it all to you here live on KIIC 96.7 and KIICradio.com. At 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Class 3A first-round and Constellations will occur. And then at 2 o'clock, we'll bring in the Class 1A quarterfinals and second-round Constellations, followed at 6:30, Class 2A quarterfinals and second-round Constellations. And we'll bring those times to you again before we finish our broadcast tonight a couple of times.
Well, let's take a quick timeout, guys. Come back here, and you're going to set things up for this Constellation run as we continue from Wells Fargo Arena. Rick Whistler down on the mats. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers high above the mats here in high fidelity all over the world on www.kicradio.com. You can go there and catch all the action. Keep sending your texts. We're going to read some of our texts when we come back here. You can send a text to 641-799-1437 as we continue live from Wells Fargo Arena. Don't go anywhere.